Well, good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV and your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday. Packers will not be on the practice field. We won't hear from Coach LaFleur, but the coaches will be drawing up game plans in preparation for their regular season finale showdown with the Chicago Bears down there in Chicago at that god-awful stadium. That used to be great. And then they tried to update it, and they put a spaceship on top of what was once a proud, great old-school stadium. So we'll see. My biggest question is, what's the weather going to be? That could be the great equalizer in this game as far as what it does to the passing games, what it does, obviously, to the game planning. And the field surface is always a disaster in Chicago. And that's on the best of days. Regular season finale days, it could be a total shit show. So that, I think, will be one of the great determining factors of how this game, the flow of the football game, not necessarily who will win, but because obviously both teams have to play there. But that, to me, is kind of the variable that you won't be able to know till you get down there on Sunday. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. We got people from all these places. Chris Dorsey, what's up, man? Rushing towards 2021 and a Super Bowl. Now, you see, now you're talking. Morning, Aaron. Morning, Tony. How are you? George Lucas, good morning. Thanks for Star Wars. Stay on target, buddy. That wind comes off the lake and keeps howling. I tell you, if you haven't been to a game at Soldier on a day when it is like you get that freezing wind, you just can't quite describe how it feels like daggers in your face. Like it is rough. It can be very rough, no doubt about it. Brenton, hello, how are you? Indiana, Mary Beth, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Oh boy, Jill. Aaron, can you give me your thoughts? Why would Jones not take a team-friendly deal, stay with Rodgers, and keep contending for a Super Bowl? Why would he want to go to a losing team just for more money? Wow, there's a lot there, Jill. First of all, it's always very easy to say just more money when it's not you getting the money. Man, he's got a family. He's got a young son, you know? Wins and losses are what they are, and yes, you can keep them and have them be memorable in your life and have fond memories about them, but they ain't paying your son's college tuition. I would caution against the idea of why would anyone just want more money? We all want more money, man. We all want more, security in our life for our loved ones and ourselves. And I understand it's, when you're talking about contracts, NFL contracts, we are talking about sums of money that you and I probably will be maybe one day fortunate enough to have to deal with, but we don't. To us, it's kind of this alien concept. And look, the first part of your question, Jill, no doubt that's what the Packers are selling him on. There's zero question the Packers are saying, hey, stick around. That's what they did with Randall Cobb back in the day. Remember Randall's first bite at the apple? They got him to take a shorter deal. I think it was 3 years, maybe four, maybe three. Selling him on the idea of, hey, stick around, play with Aaron for three more years, pump up your numbers, and then go get your big contract. Randall bought. Randall stuck around. Now injuries ruined that for Randall, but that was the idea. And look, Russ Ball has made hay with the idea of come play with Aaron Rodgers or stick around for Aaron Rodgers for over a decade now. Obviously, who knows when Aaron's last year in Green Bay is going to be. So that kind of selling point isn't the strength that it once was. Nothing's promised to you. If you're Aaron Jones and you want to maximize your value, you probably have to do it someplace else other than Green Bay. And I have no ill will towards that. It makes total sense. So that's my only kind of thought as far as like, just more money. Yeah, it's more money. Zero reason why he shouldn't want to do that. John, thanks for the super chat. Has anyone mentioned that the Bears continue to suck? Happy holidays, eh, Nags? John, I'm glad you brought that up. Because you're correct. The Bears still suck. Good morning from Chicagoland. Oh, no. I remember living in Chicago as a Packers fan. Some of the greatest years of my life. It's good times. Matt, I don't quite understand the wording of that question. Only needs like us have the weather app Only nerds like us have the weather app for the sole purpose to see a forecast for the upcoming football game. Yeah. Hey, it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is one of those nerds, though. He said after the game that he like spent all day Sunday checking the weather repeatedly to see if the snow was going to stick around for the game. Riley, thank you for the super chat. In their history, Bears have had 84 starting quarterbacks. Packers have had 46. What will happen first? Bears reach 100 or Packers reach 50? Oh, Bears reach 100. Come on, that's easy. We all know this. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Gary stretching low into pass rush was crazy. He's only getting better. Here's the crazy part. Is Gary's been playing solid football for like the last month and a half, probably. And each week, he's getting better. Like, you see it from week to week. He is a scary proposition for opposing offensive tackles at the moment. Patrick, thank you for the super chat. Love the show. Go, Pack, go. Hello from New York City, Patrick. I hope you're doing well across the pond. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Oh, boy. All right, there we go. I think I'm good. Got that one. Oh, Sam. Thanks for the super chat. Could you see the Packers using the franchise tag this offseason? I would be very surprised if they went that route on any position, really. The franchise tag in a year where, all signs point to the salary cap taking a dip for the first time in a long time. I just can't imagine they lock up a guaranteed contract with the franchise tag, top five of the position, etc. I just think it's going to be too prohibitive. They haven't really utilized that tool in their toolbox, so to speak, the best of times when they're flush. I can't imagine when they're tied up against the cap that they're going to utilize it. But stranger things have happened, but I would be very surprised. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. This team is fraudulent. Their record is against subpar teams. No way they can be the top teams. 3 weeks later, Go Pack Go, Super Bowl bound. Some of us been here the whole time, Dustin. Their record is only against subpar teams. Their record is against who they've played. They can't pick their schedule. That's what I always say. Preston, thanks for the super chat. I'm not old enough to have seen Sterling Sharp, but you say he's the number one wide receiver you've seen in a Packers uniform. That is correct. What's the difference between him and 17 that makes you say that? Mostly his physicality, in the sense of, you'll notice a lot of Devontae's stuff is off the line, getting away from bodies. Sterling did that as well. Getting deep, beating guys like that. Sterling did that with more regularity. Sterling ran a lot more slants, smash, stuff where he's going to be, hit right away, taken right away as far as the defender, and he bounced through guys. He was a man among boys. And he did a lot of dirty work over the middle that's, it's not going to say that Adams doesn't do, but did a lot more of it. He was as good a route runner. He didn't have quite the release Devontae has. That's the one area where, obviously, Devontae is without peer. There is zero question. But it's just, a lot of it's hard to describe because he was just on another level. And he was just better than everybody on the field at all times. Obviously, some of it helps. They both have quarterbacks who feed them the ball. Favre only had eyes for Sharp. And actually, Favre became a bit, kind of started on his way to becoming an MVP once Sharp got hurt. And it forced him to spread the ball around. They're both greats. There's zero doubt about it. Sterling was just a little better, a little more physical. And especially late year games in Lambeau, you want that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. If I order the Bears shirt today, will I have it Friday? No chance. I do want to talk to people here on the chat, listening on the podcast, etc. I can't thank you guys enough for all the support you've given Cheesehead TV on the merch side. It has been incredible. This last month, it has really exploded. Obviously, I think some of that is driven by the holiday, but it's been great. And I know there have been, I'm still waiting for an order that I put in like weeks ago. The problem with Teespring, which is who we utilize for our merch, is it is all custom built, like custom made. So they don't have a warehouse where they're like, have a ton of these sweatshirts or t-shirts sitting around. They get the order and then they make them. And then so after they make them, then they ship them. And right now, given the state of the United States Postal Service, which is a complete disaster after everything that happened this year, coupled with the holiday crush, things are real slow right now. So I know people are out there waiting for their deliveries. They are on their way if you've ordered them. If you know, it gets ridiculous, like we're talking like a month or something, please give us a contact us at contact@cheeseheadtv.com and we will help you track it down. Like I said, it's been incredible. I can't thank everyone enough for the support. We've got a lot more coming. We're about to drop another one this morning if it's not up already. But yeah, it's been great. And I was kind of overwhelmed actually on Christmas Day watching. I know Tyler was going with the hashtag carry the G on Twitter. All the folks who were so excited to show off their Cheesehead TV merch that they got for Christmas. That was a little surreal, I got to admit. But it was great. It was great. I can't thank you guys enough. It really means a lot that you help support Cheesehead TV that way. Steven, thanks for the super chat. Jerry Gray helping unlock the secondary's talent. I think that's part of it. I don't think there's, you know, you can't give a position coach blame and credit too much because we don't really know, you know, unless you're in on the meetings, unless you're there day after day, it's really hard to say, but it sure seems like the technique is rounding into shape and it sure looks like the potential is starting to be reached, especially with Savage. That's the key, right? Is getting those young guys to keep developing, playing better throughout the year. And look, Savage is definitely on the upswing and that's what you like to see. Oh boy, don't want to miss any super chats. Andrea, thanks for the super chat. Why is AJ Dillon's Twitter handle The Sauce? I will call him AJ The Snowplow Dillon from now on. Whatever you need to call him. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Someone's named Gogru in here. I like it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Mom's a postmaster. Can't be fast with no planes. I'm not getting political. I will only say the United States Postal Service is a mess right now. I also know someone who works there, and it is a total mess right now. Joshua, thanks for the super chat. I was doing some research on the team's logos last night, and did you know they once had a nickname, the Big Bay Blues, when they wore blue and gold? I don't think I've read that before. That's pretty cool. I like that. I do know that they were blue and gold because Curly Lambeau obviously went to Notre Dame, was a huge Notre Dame fan, and that's why he chose those colors. The more you know. Lynn Dickey to Lofton Kaufman and John Jefferson later was a pretty good group as well. Oh yeah. Oh, those are that's my squad. That's the story of my youth right there. That name again is Mr. Plow. Larry, with running backs banged up, does Dillon take the load against Chicago? I mean, we're still early in the week. Let's see what the injury report looks like on Wednesday. I think there's a good chance, though. Given the fact that he is seemingly healthy, we know Jamal missed that game with the quad. Maybe he's back to practice tomorrow. We know we saw coming into that game, Jones was banged up, and then he got more banged up during the game. Again, I think we'll get our first kind of idea tomorrow afternoon when we get the injury report and or see the reports coming from practice. But I think there's a good chance, yeah, you're going to see more A.J. Dillon on Sunday. Miss my super chat thoughts. Oh, that's sweet, Lance. Thanks. I just joined. What's popping? Bella, let me tell you what's popping. The Packers are first in the NFC. They're about to go to Chicago and kick the Bears' ass and control the entirety of the playoffs on their march to the Super Bowl, beating the Kansas City Chiefs and raising Lombardi. That's what's popping. That's what I'm into. Why are people texting me? When are the Packers wearing their blue and gold? I don't think they're doing it this year. You know, with COVID and everything, I think they just, you know, decided not to do an alternate jersey this year. Although, who knows? Maybe they'll do a throwback game against the Bears on Sunday. That would be getting awesome. I would love that. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Bring Amos down in the box to help against the run. Play press man with Savage as the high single safety should be our new base defense. I mean, they've been going that route quite a bit. You saw against the Tennessee Titans, they dropped Amos down into the box quite a bit. He had a number of really nice tackles against Derrick Henry. You know, you can't be too predictable. You do need to mix it up. But I agree. I like Savage in that role as the kind of free safety roamer. Not exclusively, but definitely I think you got to do some of that. Oh, boy. I love who people who message me while I'm live, who actually know what I do for a living, yet are talking about, you know, stuff in my chats or in my DMs and texts while I'm live. Like, people, just wait till I'm not live. Segue to my next question. Yes, Joshua. Are you accepting interns for digital media and apparel? Would work at Cheesehead TV for free. Bears still suck. Carry the damn G. Joshua, shoot us an email. Contact at cheeseheadtv.com. Always looking for new talent to help us do stuff for free. TKM, why aren't you at your post? At my post. Where are we meeting in Tampa? Okay, relax. Slow down. I know I'm all here spouting about how they're going to raise Lombardi, but let's go beat the Bears first. We'll let you know. Joey, you making money and got money in the bank. Corey Banky perfectly deciding the Packers situation as of now, or describing. Joey, what's so funny, and this is true, I literally pulled that video this morning to put up on Twitter right before I went live. I wonder if I can upload it right now because it was so good. Hold on. I've never tried this before. Okay. Let's see if it'll allow me to do this while live. I think it will. Of course, I think it'll take forever, so I'll get back to it in a second. Okay, we got more Super Chats. Josh, thanks for the Super Chat. Has Rodgers' MVP-level play forced the brass hand into contract extension? Trade love. They're not going to extend his contract. He's got like 3 years remaining. They just gave him an extension. And no, they won't trade love. They'll trade Rodgers in like 2 years, probably. Matt, thanks for the Super Chat. Sorry, missed the start. You mentioned in a watch party Kevin King protecting himself for his payday in the offseason. Is this what you've seen on tape over the last two games? Carry the G to Tampa. You can never really say. You know, guys get so defensive when you talk about it, but that's the impression I get. You know, there's certainly times when he has made tackles and he has been physical, but there are other times when if he doesn't need to, he ain't rallying to the football. He ain't jumping on the pile. He's letting someone else do the dirty work if he's there. I don't know, man. It's what the tape suggests. I only can only talk about what I see on the tape. You know? Oh, wait. Here we go. Joey.
If you are the greatest team in the NFC, which we are.
Facts only.
If you're knocking on the doorstep and you're like, hey, I get to play at home all day. Who cares who you took in number one? You got that in the bank. You got money in the bank and you making money.
Sounds good to me.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not upset about it.
I don't get it.
There you go. You got money in the bank and you're making money. What's the problem? People just like to be miserable. People just like to be miserable. How long is Devontae's contract? He's up next year, Jill. Woohoo! Going to be a fun time. I'm turning 27 in 3 days, and the only quarterbacks I've ever known are Favre and Rodgers. Almost 30 years of Hall of Fame QBs. Steven, really want to cuss you out right now, but I'm not going to because I know it's not your fault. Joshua, thanks for the Super Chat. Who would you want to see after our first round bye? Well, let's get the first round bye first. I truly and honestly do not care. Sorry. Whoever is going to come into Lambeau will get their ass whooped. That's who I want to see. Diego, thanks for the Super Chat. Dan Hampton is in for a punch in the gut. In an ample gut, it is. No, that's a line from a movie. Dan Hampton was a hell of a player. I'll tell you that. I know. I think is he on radio now down in Chicago? I think so. Can we handle going into the Super Bowl culture that is the Bears? I don't know why that makes me laugh, but that's really good. Oh, remember the 70s and 80s and cherish what we have the last 30 years. Sean, yes, 1,000%. It is funny to listen to young people like young Steven earlier who, you know, have only ever known Favre and Rodgers. They get so mad when you talk about like how bad the 70s and 80s were. Like stop talking about that. It's like, no, like learn from our wisdom. Learn from our experience. We went through the pain so we can give you a bit of perspective. That's what that's all about. You haven't lived unless you've watched Randy Wright play the quarterback position. Right? Corey talking about the DIC last night on transplants was awesome. Yes, the dick was in full effect. The draft industrial complex, henceforth known as the dick. Do the Packers try to claim Snacks Harrison? Zach, we'll see. He's subject to waivers. They've tried twice to sign him. So I'll give that a solid maybe. I want the Rams so we can see Matt LaFleur annoyed with more questions about his time with other teams. Oh, Packers and Cheddar. That is good. That is priceless. Man, the beat loves that shit, right? Like, oh, It's like so frustrating. Like one question at the start of the week, fine. I totally get it. But when it's Friday and you're still asking LaFleur about his time with Shanahan or his brother or what, you know, whatever, McVay or 2016 when he coached Matt Ryan, like, oh my God, all week with the like family connections. It's just, it, yes, 1,000% why we don't want the Rams. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. You think we will see more Dylan next week with Aaron Jones a little banged up? Big Cheese, I answered that question literally about 5 minutes ago. But yes, I do. No snacks, not hopping on the bandwagon now. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not, you know, gung-ho, let's go do it, but they could do it. Like I said, they've tried twice, and now he's there for the taking if they just put in a waiver claim. We'll see. I mean, obviously, some other teams may be putting in waiver claims before them, so that may make it moot, but we'll see. Media latches on to whatever they think can cause that drama. Joshua, I'd be lying if I didn't say that is true for some. No doubt about it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Pack was so bad that we would get near 500 of the pack is back bumper stickers would start showing up. That's so right. I had one of those. We had one in our kitchen. Man, Don Majkowski, when the Don Majkowski like first burst onto the scene, oh, it was like we won the Super Bowl. Like, no question about it. They beat the Vikings the last week of the season and didn't make the playoffs, and we thought we had like won the Lombardi Trophy. That's how awesome it felt. Man, those were some days. Those were some days. Anthony Rush Sunday. Mike, if he wasn't up against the Titans, I can't imagine when he's going to be up. That is something I am going to ask Coach about tomorrow because I was very surprised. I mean, you think this big body guy, get him out there, clog up that middle for Henry? Nope. Maybe against Montgomery. But, yeah, I was surprised that he was down. No doubt about it. Big Cheese, sorry I was late to the chat. Rough night. Hey, man, we've all been there. If anyone cannot give you grief for that, it's this guy. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for all the chats, for hanging out, talking Packers. If you didn't catch Packer Transplants last night, please do so. It's live on the YouTube page, on Facebook. And, you know, we're going to have our Patreon happy hour tonight at 6 p.m. Please join us if you can. Patreon.com/CheeseheadTV if you'd like to join us. The information is on the Patreon page. But please, more than anything else, please just hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.